Well, good morning.
Well, good morning, Freedom Community Church. Oh, there we go. All right. I was like, is this thing on? All right. Well, good morning. We're glad that you're here with us, and we want to start off our day worshiping our King. And so let's start with a word of prayer before we get into worship. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for bringing us, your church here together to worship you, to praise you, to hear from you, and I pray that you would just touch our hearts, Lord. And I pray that as we come into this place that maybe we have some stuff that's going on in our lives that tries to distract us from you, and I pray that we'd be able to just leave that at the door and come in here and truly focus on you and to worship you. And so we pray for your blessing on this time. Pray that the worship that we give you today as an offering would be sweet to your ears, Lord. And pray that that you would be blessed by it. We thank you and we love you. And we just look forward to today and spending this time with you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you're so inclined and you wanted to stand, you could do that. If not, feel free to sit. But let's worship our King.
Forever.
Amen, Jesus. Thank you that you are the same forever. Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus. Thank you that you love us, that you care for us. Thank you that you're here with us. And so we praise you, we thank you, and just look forward to what you're going to do in your church today, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, good morning. I hope you're all doing great today. Energetic after it's not 100 degrees outside and you're sweating, which is good. We have a few announcements today, not a lot of them, but I do want to cover them very quickly. First of all, if you're on Facebook and you're watching, or if you've got some friends and they're watching, we would just like to invite you to come back to church, to come and join the church. I had a very encouraging call. Well, it was discouraging in some ways and encouraging in others. A friend of mine who's been a pastor for 30 plus years and has traveled around the country said the average attendance of returning people to churches is 10 to 15% of the church. I can gladly say we're at about 50%, and he said, well, you're at the highest average at this point. Amen. So, amen. And I do appreciate that. I do believe the church needs to return. I believe they need to come back into the building to get encouraged, to strengthen one another, to hear the word, to pray together, to worship together, and get ready to go back out into the world where the battle is raging and get more of the captives out of captivity into the kingdom and into eternity. So I want to thank you for being here. If you're not able to be here today, if you're at home, or and I do know it's summer too, and so those brief 60 days that we actually have sun in the sky, I get that also. But when at all possible, I really pray that you will fill the church, bring others to church. If your church is not open yet for whatever reason, I would encourage you to come join us until your church building and your family of faith comes back together. We would love to have you. You can worship with us, and then we will hug you when it's time for you to go and join back again with your fellowship. But I want to thank you for being here in person. It means a lot to me. I know I get a lot of encouragement from it, and I pray the church would come back to the building. All right. Next thing, El Salvador. We've been caring for the churches, and it started out with one church in El Salvador. They also had close-down orders or lockdown orders, and actually theirs really were lockdown orders. They weren't allowed to leave their house for more than a month. They still can't congregate as churches even outside. And due to the impoverished nature of many of those areas in El Salvador, they had a very big food shortage. And we have been now for months helping. And we started with one church. We sent them money to buy food. They partnered with others. I think there's 7 or 8 churches they went out and shared that food with, which made us say, let's just keep going. Let's keep going. Well, we got an encouraging note this week. We sent another batch of money between everything that was raised. I think we've been sending about $3,000 every 2 to 3 weeks, which is awesome. I want to thank you for participating. I know the tithing money, it's about a third of that, and everything else is private donation above and beyond. And I just want to thank you for that. But they had sent a note out this week saying that one of the pastors had just said to his congregation, we've run out of supplies. We're just going to see what the Lord's going to do. And that very afternoon, one of our payments cleared. And he said, hallelujah, God supplied right on time. We ran out and he gave. And yeah, that's getting involved in God's story. I love that. And you might say, well, why not here and why not there? Well, this is where the Lord put our feet. This is the window he gave us. So we're going to serve them there at this time. And we're going to continue to do so in faith until the Lord tells us to do something different, which I believe will be when they can stand on their own again. I love being that part of the church, don't you? Being involved in caring for the body of Christ. People I've never seen before other than their photos on Facebook. I still can't pronounce their names. I have no idea. And they're wonderful people who love Jesus, and we get to serve them. Speaking of serving, here inside the church, as we are opening up and more people are coming, and I want to thank you for coming if you're a newcomer with us. If I don't know you, I want to say hello and thank you for joining us in person today. We also need some people who will be willing to volunteer as servers in children's ministry. So we have families coming back, but not all of our servers are coming back. If you would like to volunteer in children's, please come talk to me after church today, and we want to get you plugged in, because it will prohibit some families from being able to come back if we don't have people helping in the children. So please do, if you were involved before, return to that. And if you just want to jump in for the first time, let me know and we'll get you invested there. There is a women's retreat happening in November. And I know November seems like kind of a far way out, But in order for us to get some plans made and to make sure that we reserve enough rooms and all those pieces, ladies, we really need to know now who is planning on going. And you might say to me, Rob, we don't know anything yet. And I get that. But if you have an inkling that you'd like to go, it's a $20 deposit. We really just need to know which of you ladies are intending on going. If you have trouble with the $20 deposit, just let us know. I'm going to cover you. I don't care. I want you to get together with the ladies. I want you to worship the Lord. The money is not the issue. We need to know if your intent is there to go. So please speak with Rachel, and let's get you ladies there to that retreat. And then there's a yard sale that's going to be on the 8th, and that's at the Kroll's home. And again, you can talk to the Kroll's, or you can talk to Rachel out front. They are taking donations for that. Are you needing servers and stuff too? Needing servers, donut deliverers, all those kind of things. So if you're interested, this will also cover the cost for the women's retreat for you ladies who might not be able to cover the whole thing. Then come and serve or get some donations or go hit your neighbors up or whatever it is, and we'll get you covered one way or the other. And then finally, if you are a Facebook person or if you are still a Facebook person, we would love it if you would like our page, if you would share the videos day by day. We have 3 video posts per week, except for this last week because Jeannie and I had an anniversary and her birthday, and we left town and played hooky. But normally on Tuesdays, we're playing through the Book of Revelation. I hope you will catch that series. On Thursdays, we post about a 20-minute message, midweek message, and then we post our Sunday messages. If you would share those, like that, push the little bell for notifications, that would be great. And you can also catch us streaming live on YouTube if you are no longer on Facebook. We hope you'll join us. If you're joining us from home today, hello. We're glad you joined us from there also. And with that, I think I have announced everything that I can possibly remember. And then later, when I sit down, I'll remember the other 3 or 4 things and tell you next week. All right, so now we're going to pray. And I got to say, we do not get together as a church for announcements. We mail those out, right? We do it. It's a formality. But as a church, we come together for a few things. We come together for prayer because Jesus said, my house will be a house of prayer. And honestly, I think the church has left the building on prayer long before we had to leave the building for COVID-19. Many churches, it was like, well, it's inconvenient. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it. Folks, we're going to be a people of prayer. Because that's what delights the Lord. And I'm so grateful for you who come and you pray and you don't wait till the prayer time's over and then show up for service, but you join in prayer because this is where the Lord says the battle is won. So we're going to pray. And we're to come together and to worship. And we're to come together to hear the reading of the Word. Just go back to the Old Testament. Every revival included the reading of the Word of God. And then for fellowship. So let's join in prayer now. If you're new with us, I'm going to lead us, and then there's going to be an awkward silence after each section where we can just pray personally to the Lord. And I hope you'll engage with him. If you feel uncomfortable, just talk to him like you would any other person, realizing that he's God and knowing that he hears. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you that we can pray, that we can come here and we can talk to the God of heaven, the God of creation, the God of our salvation. That you would listen to us still blows our mind. I hope every day of our life it still blows our mind. That it's something that we would enter into all the time, Lord, but that we would never do it without standing in awe of you. And the fact that you would love us the way you do. So much that you wouldn't just tolerate our presence, but you'd say, come and sit with me. Let us reason together. Tell me what's on your heart and on your mind. Let me tell you my thoughts and give you my counsel. And we'd say, yes, Lord. And so, Lord, we want to pray according to your word, the very things you tell us. And you tell us first that we are to pray for the leaders of our nation. And, Lord, right now I'm thinking this is something that's happening a lot in the church. I sure hope so, Lord. And we do want to pray right now, Lord. We realize how important it is. And we know that you're the king. You're the king of kings. You're the king of glory. You're our king. But you've also given us this beautiful opportunity, Lord, to have a say, even in the government, that will rule over people in our land. And we know it's your desire that people would live in peace or peaceably with one another. And we're just now going to lift up our leaders to you, however you lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit, Father. And we pray that we would just be storming heaven with millions and millions of other believers from all over the world as they pray for their leaders too. So lead us now, Lord. And Lord, you tell us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we hear, if we're paying attention, Lord, to the rumors of war there again with Hezbollah and the sirens that are saying within the next 24 hours they're going to be at war. Lord, we know that you are the one who defends that land and those people who you have set apart for yourself. And we know that war does come and war does go, but your peace never has to depart from your people if they will recognize who you are, their Messiah, and receive you as such. So our prayer right now, Lord, is that you would fill them with your peace and your presence by the knowledge of you being their Messiah. Lord, would you lead us as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem? For the persecuted church, for our brothers and sisters all across the world, even in our own nation now, Lord, who in making a stand for you are hated by others without a cause, not realizing even that they hate them simply because their father Satan is leading them astray, lying to them, manipulating their very existence. And so we're praying, Father, right now for those believers who will make a stand for you, who will not deny your name, and whom you will never deny before the Father in heaven. And we're praying, Father, that you would work mightily in their lives, giving them supernatural giftings, a refilling of the Holy Spirit, giving them relationships with other believers and encounters with even the lost where they can see them coming into salvation. And Father, we ask now for each one of us that you would speak upon our hearts as how we should pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters this moment. Now we ask that you would lay on our hearts individually or maybe even collectively whoever it is we should be praying for, whoever you would have us pray for and how to pray for them specifically, if it's a lost loved one or somebody who has appeared to have turned their back on you and walked away and that they would come back, or if it's for our law enforcement officers as they stand against some of the worst barrage and beratement of their character and their service, or if it's for protesters or even rioters or the lawless, that their eyes would be opened and that they would come into salvation, then Lord, we just ask whoever it is that you would lay them on our hearts and our minds, that you would lead us by the power of your Spirit to pray for them for victory right now. And we declare the victory even before we pray, Lord. We're going to declare the victory before we cross to the other side. We're going to declare the victory where we stand. Because we know that it's not about us, it's about you. And we're lifting our request to you, and we know that you are active, you are moving. And so, Lord, we pray now. Thank you. We just want to praise you, God, for what you're doing, for what we will see, for the things that are moving that we can't even see, knowing that you have your hand in it. And the places that we can't go, maybe the people that we have no voice to, but we have a voice as we lift our voice to you. And you shake heaven and earth. You move things to bring men and women and children into salvation in you. And we want to thank you, Lord, each one of us right now, Lord. Want to give you praise. Want to give you honor and glory. We just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for everything you have done for us, even in standing us up this morning and bringing us here and feeding us and then clothing us and giving us a place to sit and a place to worship. Lord, we love you. We lift our praises up to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. 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 Let's worship again, shall we?
Sing like never before. Oh,
the things that Rob was mentioning is just how great it is to be back here in person. One of the things that I love about it is I get to hear you all sing. So sing out loud. I love to hear it.
It's only you and me here. just you and me here now. It's only you and me here now.
Amen. Well, if you're so inclined, would you stand with us? This song's called Stand in Your Love. And I don't know, I've always felt like when we sing a song like we stand and lift up our hands, we should probably stand. And when we say we stand in your love, let's stand and sing this together.
Stand a chance when I stand.